From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there is some good news and some not-so-good news when it comes to South Korea's MERS outbreak. A team of World Health Organization experts says the outbreak of the deadly Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, in South Korea is large and complex, and more cases should be expected. WHO's spokesperson, Kiji Fukuda, says the virus has been moving through hospitals.
The custom of having many friends and family members visiting hospitalized patients may have contributed to spread, to secondary spread of infection.
However, Fukuda says the situation is not getting any worse.
Based on the available sequencing studies of the genetics of this virus, we do not see any changes that appear to have made the virus itself more transmissible.
Officials say MERS has not been spreading through the general population, where many people are wearing protective masks. Since the first case last month, 138 people have been confirmed to have MERS. 14 have died. Thousands of schools remain closed due to the outbreak. The U.S. government's Human Resources Agency appears to be the victim of a second major cyber attack. An unnamed U.S. official said the second attack on the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, allowed hackers to access highly sensitive background information submitted by intelligence and military personnel. In the first attack on OPM announced last week, the hackers were reported to have taken sensitive personnel information on millions of federal workers. China-linked hackers are believed to be responsible for both cyber intrusions and claim China dismisses as irresponsible. This is VOA News. A top African economist has harsh words for the leaders of Burundi, where political instability has led to economic problems.
The most recent president of the African Development Bank did not mince words when it came to the political crisis in Burundi, where President Pierre Nkurunziza's attempt to stretch his constitutional term limit has led to violence, protests, and a coup attempt. Rwandan economist Donald Kaburuka spoke exclusively to VOA News on the sidelines of a meeting of African heads of state at the African Union summit in Johannesburg.
I deplore the situation in Burundi.
He said political instability has a powerful effect on the economy and says he is seeing that happen in Burundi. Kaburuka, who left his African Development Bank post in May after 10 years, says he is optimistic about the continent's economic future. But he noted every nation has challenges and warned African leaders to be mindful of correcting long-standing economic inequalities. African leaders will continue to meet throughout the weekend. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A gunman in an armored vehicle opened fire on the police headquarters in Dallas, Texas, puncturing windows and police cars with bullets and then drove off in a hail of police gunfire. Police surrounded the armored van in a Dallas suburb in the early hours of Saturday. After an exchange of gunfire and a three-hour standoff, snipers fired into the vehicle to disable the engine. The Dallas police chief said his sniper team fired through the van's windshield a few minutes later when they glimpsed the suspect inside the vehicle. More than 7 hours after the shooting began, police said the attacker's van was silent, but they couldn't say whether the man inside was dead or alive. They did not move in immediately because of fears that the vehicle may have been booby-trapped with explosives. Police Chief David Brown said the attacker did have an arrest record for violent incidents involving his family and had denounced police for branding him a terrorist. However, no information was released that would link the man to any terrorist group. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said a final nuclear deal is within reach as Iran and world powers face a June 30th deadline for an agreement. Rouhani told a press conference Saturday that negotiations between Iran and the six-nation group, the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany, are making progress, although some gaps still remain. Rouhani said Iran will allow inspections of its nuclear facilities, but vowed that the Islamic Republic will not allow its state secrets to be jeopardized under the cover of international inspections. Rouhani was addressing a news conference on the second anniversary of his election. He won the presidency with a campaign that promised he would work to lift international economic sanctions and end Iran's international isolation. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.